Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome back to the show. Let's have our weekly wrap of the major markets and looking from a technical perspective with the master craftsman that he is, Mr. Zach Meir, technical analyst for Zach's Trader Cafe. Right, five slides to go through. Let's kick off without further ado. These are courtesy of Colin Twiggs, the author of the popular Trading Diary newsletter, Incredible Charts, and that's my tip of the day. Sign up for free. Dow Jones Global Index is in phase two of a primary uptrend. Now, primary uptrend goes back to Dow theory, back to the early part of the 20th century. Suggest the J.J. Murphy technical analysis book if you're unfamiliar with your charts. Anyway, we're in phase two of a primary uptrend. Target for the current advance is 340. Momentum holding above zero indicates trend strength. So there's nothing wrong with that chart.
We waited a long time for that break. It was like an inverted head and shoulders formation, breaking at 320 and implying, I suppose, what, 50 points of upside there from 320?
Yep.
So 370.
Okay, so he's underestimating the upside. Let's move swiftly on to the second slide. This is the S&P 500 trading a narrow range now. No sign of selling pressure. Upside likely post-consolidation. Falling below 2150 would warn of another retracement to test medium-term support at 2100 to 2130. Now, is that as good as it gets in charting parlance, Zach?
I think it's actually better than it's ever got. The way that is that, really the break or the rebound from the Brexit low didn't even bother testing the former resistance's new support. We've got higher lows even as it's consolidating, and higher lows and higher highs. So I don't think I've seen, it's like one in a hundred charts are like that.
Understood. Let's move on to the third slide. The DAX, Germany's DAX, is retracing to test new support at 10,500. Respect would confirm the primary uptrend. Now, I know your father trades the DAX. Is this a pretty straightforward contract to trade at the moment?
I think it's straightforward in the sense that 10,500 was the old resistance. It's now become new support. I think yesterday we just dipped below 10,500. A blink and you missed it to rebound. So I think it's done its testing and it's ready to go higher.
Okay, so let's move on to the next slide. The FTSE 100. The FTSE is slowing as it approaches heavy resistance at 7,000 to 7,100. Correction, any pullback towards 6,500 would establish a new base for further advances. Again, just the rate of ascent is extraordinary.
Yeah, I think that we've got some support, 20-day moving average 6,801. Down to 6,800, there is some support, but I don't actually see it going any lower than 6,800 now.
So 6,800,
so 6,500 would just looks too pessimistic.
Understood. And let's wrap this segment up with the last slide. The Shanghai Composite Index is testing resistance at 3,100. Breakout would signal a primary uptrend. Recovery of momentum back above zero is a bullish sign. That, to me, is something, if I was still trading, something I'd want to be involved in on the bull.
Yeah, I'd be joining the People's Bank of China as well, bidding the shares up sub 3,000. I think they've done a great job. Very slow and solid basing there over the last 6 months, 8 months, and back above 3,000, looking very healthy.
And I think a succession of higher lows, which I always talk about.
You've got that indicator there, just echoing
through momentum.
So just looking very,
break of the downward sloping resistance. Yeah. We like slow is healthy.
Slow turnaround is great.
Zach, thank you for that. Right, let's take a very quick break and then welcome back Mr. Gaurav Sharma, an independent oil analyst and editor of the IB Times. If you'd watched Mike Van Dorken on the show recently, he was massively convinced oil was going to get 50, and it hit 50. Well done, Mike. Right, back after the break. Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.